guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision. Welcome, Whorehive members and new members alike. This is the Horrible Decisions Podcast, and I'm your host, Mandy B.
Hi, I'm Wheezy. Welcome to our show. If you've never been here, we're just some slutty black girls that are trying to change the game and destigmatize kinks for people of color. However, are you fucking kidding me? We're practicing.
Huh? Oh, is this what you're doing?
I'm sorry.
God, hey. Dude,
don't do that.
We're
listen,
to get, like, some new
we're, listen, we're in LA this week and Wheezy wants us to
I know,
to
that's
go
why I'm what's going
not
on here.
Say
you did. You was like, you want to go on this podcast? And I was like,
Cheeto okay. Santino?
I mean, he's still white.
Oh, he's
but
great.
I guess because you
he's
like gingers, you like Rory, him, it makes sense.
Yesterday. Why do you think I like Rory?
I'm just saying, you like him as a white person. Like,
is that your
you know.
Favorite white man?
Is Rory my favorite white man?
Yeah.
No, her dad is.
Oh, okay.
Then. Oh, that's a good point. But he ain't really white. He's spicy white.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's what they say
my
about
dad
the
is, you know, he a Jewish guy.
Oh, okay.
That's what he say.
Though. Oh, my goodness.
Do you know when my dad asked me? I was spending time with him in Florida, and he goes, yeah, you still do the sex? I was like, yes, daddy, I still do the sex. It's me, him, and fucking Olve. And like, Olve's just sitting there like, and I've met already from like Thanksgiving, you know, every year. And he's like, and you don't care. She do the sex, everything. You shouldn't because it's the money. Unless you pay the money, then she can talk the sex. And I want to say, shout out to my daddy. Because I agree. Because he couldn't figure out how to articulate that. But it was really like, are you cool with her talking about second date? Oh, if you ain't, spend some money. Because until
part,
then.
That part.
And then when we were leaving, my dad asked to speak to me alone. And he had told me that if he started to stress me out, or anyone that I was dating started to stress me out, that they needed to go. He said, this time in my life was for making money. And he was like, you know, the men, they come. You always have men, but they come. You tell them go and you make more money and they're still there.
Always. That is actually very valid.
It is so
like,
true.
It's crazy.
They're not going.
How many people like were cut off over the last year and a half? Because I let all the niggas know I got a nigga now. So y'all got to go. And like clockwork. Just literally from WhatsApp, the African from years ago that I told you gave me all that money, mm-hmm. He's back in my WhatsApp. All the little ball players back on my line. And there's not even hard feelings. They're like, hey, how you doing? I'm so proud of you. And just back like nothing left. Like literally completely ignoring the fact that they
wanna
have not
the
been.
Wanna see the dick pics I took while you were gone?
Like, they have not been in my life for almost 2 years. And it's just like conversations go right back to normal.
But you know what though? I'm not mad at that because I had a guy that kind of like double backed with me. He told me he had a girlfriend. And then I think maybe like a year later, he sent me a DM saying that I looked really cute. And I was like, thank you. And I was like, is this your single DM? And he was like, nah, but when we break up, I'm gonna hit you up if that's okay. He was like, I'm just trying to be respectful.
Wow.
And I was like, okay. Yeah. I actually am not mad about it. And he hit me up last week.
Cool. Oh,
he too lives in LA.
Wow.
He was like, I want to come through to your show. I was like, cool. There's still tickets.
That part.
Mm-hmm.
That part.
Nigga, the fucking list that I have for LA, just because I really was like, it's been so long since we've been in LA and done a show. You guys, we only got to do, well, we did two dates because it sold out so fast at the LA Improv. But we finally are in a huge theater. We got to see pictures of Rory and Maul a few weeks ago there and they looked amazing. So I'm really excited to be there.
Me too.
This Thursday, right? Thursday or
no,
Friday?
It's a Friday show.
It's a Friday. But yeah, I was going to say, we've just changed so much from what we've done. So like, I'm so excited for people to see it. And also like, oh, I told Fuse to come because like, they were using a clip for something with Horrible Decision in it. I was like, you know, Revolt is buying up a lot of Black Effects video rights.
I saw that.
So I just kind of feel like all of you guys can come and then you can pick who's going to fucking own this video for a year or license it. Excuse me, not own. But no, I mean, LA is really a city of, you know, opportunity. I mean, shit, I met like some of my casting agents that I work with in LA at our live show in LA. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited for you guys to see us again there. We had like so many people from the Bay at our show. It wasn't even funny.
Yeah. So the Bay be cussing us out and we were supposed to do the Bay during this.
They wanted us to come on a Wednesday, y'all.
But that, yeah. all we could get was a Wednesday.
And we were like, mate, because we know y'all want to get fucked up.
Well, like, we finally moved from doing matinee comedy clubs to now headlining theaters. And we still not getting some respect in certain cities. Like, niggas don't want to give us weekend dates. And so, you know.
This is year what of touring?
This is year four. We've been touring. Our first live show was in 2017.
Although, shout out to Hannah Berner. She and her co-host, they do their show here, the Giggly Squad. They were just at the Punchline in Philly. And Hannah, by the way, sells out every show she goes to. She's like white comedian. I don't know if you guys heard of her, but she was on Summer House. But anyway, they just did the Punchline in Philly and it looked really fun. Like, their live show, it looked full and packed, kind of like when we used to do Caroline's and shit. I was like, bro, we might as well do some shit like that. They had a Thursday night and they got a Friday night. Like, I don't mind going to comedy clubs as long as the room is there.
Right.
If you have the space for us to do it, that's cool. We can't do an LA improv again. We're too big for that.
Yeah.
But if it's a decent size, then like I want to go. So, I mean, shit, yeah. If y'all work at one that's got, you know, 300-400 people, let us know. I want to do a Philly again. I want to do Dallas or Houston and,
yeah,
you know, some shit like that. I had fun in those places. Where have we not been that we should be?
Oh, New Orleans and Vegas.
I was
in Vegas this weekend and literally I go to the pool at Mandalay Bay and get stopped 3 times back to back. Take pictures with girls. Shout out, you know who you are, to Desi. She worked at the pool and I got to meet her and her girlfriend, but literally took pictures with like back to back fans. And like these white guys were there and they were like, we don't know who you are, but you got to be someone famous. And I was like, oh, I'm nobody. I just have a podcast. And that's literally what I said. But like this group of like white men were like, well,
I'm not,
I feel like I'm meeting a celebrity.
Because there's a lot of sluts that go to Vegas.
No, of course.
So like, I expect that.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
When I go to Miami.
Is that still true?
Not if you are fucking with Weezy or I, because we're going to come on this show and share what we did in Vegas.
So I met this guy. I'm not going to say his name, but he was 6'11".
Ooh. And it just happened to be Summer League and he plays for this team. I definitely shared all my Vegas stories.
Speaking of tall men, y'all, I had to check myself. I went out this weekend. My homegirl, tall white boy, comes in, basketball player white boy. And nigga, I'm not going front. He was fine, but I was like, come on, bitch, stay on the right path.
And there are only 3 fine white boys in the NBA to me.
Oh, in the NBA. Go for it.
Kevin Love.
Okay.
Chandler Parsons.
Okay. Chandler Parsons hot. He's from Orlando.
And he went to Winter Park. And what's his name? He reminds me of Jason Momoa, but a white one from...
He's funny looking. You tripping.
No, on... You know who I'm talking about?
You're not talking about
Yeah, the one that... He's got the beard, the brown hair.
On
Noah?
OKC. No, not Joakim Noah, girl. That man is black.
No, not him.
No. He plays for...
Bruh, are you talking about... Yeah, Steve Adams.
There we go. Steve Adams. That's all I had to do was just...
That's hilarious.
Those are the 3 only good-looking white men in the league to me.
Okay, whatever. Well...
Even with the mustache? That's all you?
He looks like he would be in... He would say...
This is
Sparta! That's what he gives... He gives off...
His eyebrows too long.
I love a nigga that look like... Okay, don't show me him without the beard. But with the beard, that nigga looks like Sparta. He is the fucking...
I like sports.
Yeah. Bro, he looks good.
I like sports when they like that.
Yeah, right?
But anyway, so this dude was cute as fuck. And I'm not going to give any details about what he looked like because I feel like that'll give it away. But he sat right next to me and somehow we start talking. And I was like, oh my God, he's so fucking hot. You can't do this. And there was niggas in there.
I'm not
and his
lie.
Fine ass black teammates. So I'm like, bitch, you can't do this.
This is 3 out of the last 6 pods where you've shared a story where you've been a pussy ass hoe.
Oh,
like it was Zoe.
Oh no, I don't mean that. I mean, I can't fuck with white guys again.
Why?
Because.
Boo.
Girl. Why? Yes, you can.
I just can't. At the end of the day, there was way too many. It was just too many. The closer that we got, it ended up in the middle of it being like, oh, we're just not the same. Like, there's something going on here. We're not meshing. And I really feel like it was because of cultural differences. Either they weren't fucking with something I was doing. They weren't understanding. They weren't riding hard enough for the things I wanted them to. And I'm just not... I don't know. Plus, I'm like so back on niggas that it's just going to be really hard, because now when I'm in certain spaces with like white boys, like even when they're my homeboys and I see black men around, I feel safer around them. I look at them in a different light. Like, it's fucked up that my brain works this way, but I just be like, eh. And I don't want to ever think of my partner that way. But this nigga was fine and big and tall. So he starts talking to me. And at first I was like, this is totally platonic. And then it turns into this very flirting, like, so where do you normally go out? I come to New York this time, and you know, I'd love to take you out. Ooh, really? And next thing you know, we exchange Instagrams. We exchange Instagrams, and he leaves a comment, like a DM, like sends it to me and like DMs me, you know, doesn't follow me. I didn't follow him either, by the way.
Oh, I was about to go look and call you out.
Mm-mm. I'll tell you who it is when we're done. Doesn't follow me. I don't follow him either. But left a comment on all my like nigga ass posts, bitch. And was like, this is hilarious. I was like, we get it. You're down. Okay. Like, it was just too much. Even the one where we were joking about Rory dating a white girl, and he was like, LOL, hilarious. And I'm like, bro, just like stop. And then even if he's not doing it on purpose, it's gonna be in my head.
Time
and
out.
I just
so feel he like commented on your things publicly.
No, he sent them to me because that's what famous niggas do. Am I lying, Mandy? They love sending you a post or replying to a story. They are top. Oh, replying what's crazy to a story?
Nah, back in the day, niggas used to comment. Like, I have some pictures up now that I wanted to delete, but because of who left a comment on it, I left that shit. I swear to God. I was going through, like, I want to delete this post, but y'all see.
They'll leave you an emoji.
Nah,
like,
niggas was leaving. Damn, if I, and I ain't going to say who it was, because he's a happy man right now, but there was one, and I ain't even going to say the post it was, but he left a whole, like, now. Nah, I'm going to end up
showing. He's a happy man. Iman Shumpert?
No.
Because I'm
He's an athlete, but it's not. Huh? And I know Iman. I've known Iman forever. So
I know
friends.
That's what I was like.
He's definitely.
Because you said, I was like, no. Comment was
it's
juicy.
It's a happy man that everybody know. He done made some differences and shit. So, nah. But he.
Oh,
and
Lord.
That's it. That's all I'm leaving at. But he was leaving comments. Bitch. Listen.
Well, I'll tell you what's kind of starting to happen to me is they're either lit niggas that will act like they want to work with me in some medium, or like bring up the podcast space and shit. And I'm like, just tell me you want this pussy.
Oh no, one nigga did that to me. We were talking back and forth. We were like, yeah, let's shoot some stuff together. Da, 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 da. Then he just started like saying things like talking about his relationship and how we would have to be discreet and da 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 da, da. And the whole time
discretion.
Then kept inviting me to his house. So I'm like, no, I'm busy. Like, we can go out to dinner. We can do something else. Or let me know when you want to meet at the studio. Da 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 da. Finally, he like hit me again to invite me out. And I said, listen, like, I did just break up with my man, but I'm not like looking to be nobody's side chick. I don't remember if I said for free or not, but I was really waiting for him to see if he was a trick. Like, because I told y'all, Cuban Link or car. It's the only way I'm fucking these famous niggas right now.
Girl, so, you can buy a Cuban Link.
Do you think I want to spend my own money? How do you think the rich get richer? By spending
how
other people's money.
How do you compare a Cuban Link to a car?
Because the ones I'm seeing are like $30,000.
Oh, okay.
Like Cuban Links are not cheap.
Got it.
Yeah, aim high, Weezy.
You know what I mean? Like,
I didn't know where she was aiming.
No, they're like 20, 30 like racks.
Right.
Like,
you didn't know that?
They got one downstairs. They got Sang Sang Jewelry, got one for $7.
I'm not doing anything.
I'm about to hit up Sang Sang Jewelry.
Wow. It's just real gold.
See?
These are real, and I don't from Sang Sang.
No, I want like the I want like the links of like the little dime, like the link.
Oh,
link.
You a ghetto hoe.
And you love
to be fair about ghetto hoe. I did just talk to somebody about getting my gold teeth back because I kind of miss that.
Oh my God.
I do.
Yeah, I'm going to get gold. I actually have, when I told you I have a dentist appointment, it's my consultation. A bitch about to get her whole teeth done. Whole mouth done.
Got a back.
Oh, you get veneers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to get
them. Oh, shit, nice.
Yeah, I'm going
to get. Girl, as long as you get them small.
No, they're going to look nice. I'm not doing the chiclets. No, there's a good person that I saw. So, hoping.
Is it in the state?
It's here. It's here in New York.
When I was in Mexico, no lie, I didn't know this because I thought people go to like DR and Colombia for everything. But there's a place, Merida, Mexico. It is known for dental, like all of it. And I was like meeting dudes and we were going out and I'm like, oh shit, what brings you here? I'm going to get my teeth done.
That's lit. I mean,
Well, I was talking to my accountant and this is one of the things that I can actually get have as a tax write-off.
Oh, nice.
And that can go against my income because it's something that actually makes sense for my job. Like, we don't have a lot of expenses. So, of course, I can do like $20,000 on travel.
Mandy,
hotel,
I just want to say, what? To anybody listening out here, because when Mandy got Invisalign, she was like, I'm the last. When I tell you, Invisalign was one of the most painful things I have ever
Not only do I talk, you're supposed to take it out while you drink. I'm a fucking raging alcoholic.
I had blood in my mouth in my sleep.
Not only that, it hurt so bad, I didn't even want to suck dick. Like, my man would come over and I'd be like, my mouth hurts so bad. I didn't even want to suck his dick. And I'm like, I have to do this for how long and I can't suck dick?
It's terrible.
I was like, fuck it. He's coming over today.
That's
no
why my teeth big now. Every time somebody talk about my teeth, I'd be like, look, bitch. Remember, I don't know if anyone saw the Ellen DeGeneres special. We know it's not the money. Okay, bitch, them teeth, that shit hurts.
It hurts.
So honestly, they put me under for my tits, and that's why I got those done. If I could go under, now see, my overbite, the reason I can't do veneers is because it's your gums too. Like, everything is forward. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. It's just going to be my staple, bitch.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That's it.
I'm going to be in here like this. I'm going to start talking like, hey, guys, welcome to Hollywood.
I'm here like this.
What's up? Welcome, y'all.
I do want to say, I do think you have nice teeth, though.
Thank you.
You have good framework.
Yeah. You know, it's there. I don't know what good framework means. No, what really fucked me up was the extra teeth in the back. They started pushing.
They
overcrowded, which is crazy because then I got them removed and had PTSD from getting it removed because they hit a nerve in my tongue. I still can't feel the left side of my tongue.
That's interesting.
Like,
that's like
tongue,
the girl we...
Tongue nerve completely gone.
You were there when I interviewed the girl in the wheelchair.
Yes.
Who couldn't feel the left side of her body.
Tongue nerve completely gone.
No disrespect to Ashley, by the way. I wasn't trying to carry your pain to Mandy's tongue. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but just to know that something could be straight down the middle, that's crazy.
Yeah.
By the way,
it hurts so bad.
I want to just get into this before we do vanilla shit. Our hors d'oeuvre is going to be a part of our guest, I guess, for tickling. But I had a guy, ball player, met him in person, super cute, little younger than me. And we DM a lot. We were supposed to link in Miami, but our schedules both got crazy. And I took a picture with Nina the other day where my titties were out and they were looking really nice and juicy. And he left a comment and was like, damn, it must be cold in New York. And I was like, are you really coming in my DMs right now when like we didn't link? Here's what he said. And I got really offended by this. I said, just more DM flirting. Okay. LOL. You be too active. I just can't come 2 hours away on a random Tuesday. I'm trying, but you do be active. What the fuck does that mean?
He said that to you?
Is he calling me a whore?
I mean, I hope
you be active. It depends who he knows you may have been with.
No, I mean,
I think he just means you've been making a lot of moves. So like you guys can't really get on the same schedule.
I mean, that too.
But he's definitely being petty. I mean, undoubtedly.
I mean, but that's the thing.
Hold on one moment. Hey, I'm on my podcast right now and I'm reading a DM from you. Don't worry, I didn't say your name. But when you said I'm too active, what does that mean? Because we're trying to decode it now as a family and as a team. And nigga, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Bitch, I was offended.
I wouldn't be. I know like I said, I have a lot of the past people that I used to deal with that are back in my DMs and stuff. And they're ball players. And them niggas expect you to do
things,
drop whatever you're doing
right,
and be on their time. If they're in fucking Memphis on a Wednesday because they have a game on Thursday, they want you to be able to pull up like at the drop of a dime. And
I don't understand, babe. Like I don't. And the other thing that's kind of confusing too, like my homegirl's fucking with a really big athlete. I said it like that because they can't go to a restaurant. Like it's a thing. Like that's how famous this person
is. Cool.
And she was like, bro, I feel like this nigga just be hitting me up to like whisk me away when he knows. She's like, I have a real fucking job. She's like running mad shit and mad businesses. And she's like, and even at my level, the thing that he claims he respects me for, he'd still be treating me like, why aren't you jumping up for me?
Because other women would.
That's period.
Really what it is.
When you're not used to being told no,
right?
Hearing no or hearing that someone's not wanting to do what you want to do, like completely, like
you. That's why all the European ball players be on my dick. That's why.
Why?
Because the bitches that really want ball players.
Me and Eddie don't get why.
Because the bitches that really want, like, they're like really out here trying to get the bag. They ain't fucking with them niggas.
You know, I ain't gonna hold you. The ones overseas. Yeah, maybe the ones overseas.
These bitches are aiming higher. And those niggas be like really on me. But the other ones, they be like, oh, well, you're too busy. Then fuck you. Like, for real.
Damn.
I had a nigga call me at 12 a.m. and ask me to can you come out and meet me for dinner? And I was like, absolutely not. I'm in the bed. He hung up on me. I was like, did you click on me on purpose? He was like, I'm straight. I've been trying to see you days back to back. Nigga, yes. Mm. You don't plan ahead. Then he calls me the next day. We get into this whole conversation. He's like, Weezy, I get it. He's not a ball player, but whatever. He's a celebrity. He's like, I get it. You're fucking busy, my nigga. He's like, I'm busy during the day too. If I hit you up at 7 o'clock, it's because I'm done with the shit I got to do. And I'm trying to see you. He's like, so I don't know what nigga you used to fucking with that can plan a day ahead of time, but clearly I can't.
It's so crazy because I refuse to like entertain celebs or talk to them at all now. Like the guy that I've actually been trying to see, super regular guy. I actually like really liked him maybe 2 years ago on Instagram. He ended up back in my DMs because now he's single. Okay. And I literally hit him like, you got 2 weeks to see me before da da da, because he lives in Brooklyn. We haven't seen each other because my schedule has not allowed me. Ooh. I went to Vegas this weekend. I record today. I record tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Then I go to DC.
But if you hit him up at 7, 8, and 9 at night, it would be rude. To me, that shit is rude.
Well, he works as well. He works Monday through Friday. So during the week, I don't want to do nothing or I already have plans and schedules. Like, I like to be in my house. And then on the weekends, when he's been free, I'm traveling now every weekend till we get back from Atlanta. Every weekend for the rest of the year until Christmas, I'm out of town. So it's just unfortunate because as much as I want to date, I don't have the time to.
Man, my daddy said, you make them wait and then you talk to sex and they there still. Oh, speaking of someone who was definitely getting the bag, she must have dropped her treat. Sorry, you guys, that's my child crying. So thanks, Yomi. So I don't know if you guys saw this a few weeks ago, but there was a lady on Twitter and this was going around and around. I think this number is egregious and it can't be real, but whatever. Here's the headline. Las Vegas 76-year-old prostitute finally retires after satisfying her 500,000th client. Today marks a milestone in the history of prostitution in Nevada as the legendary prostitute Beatrice $3 Thompson announced her retirement of a 54-year career that left 500,000 customers satisfied. So I'm going to just do this math really quick, divided by 54. That's 9,259 clients a year divided by 12 months, 700 clients a month, 770.
She was an escort or a dancer?
Divided by 30 days. That's 25 dudes a day. I think that number is a lie. I think she can't count anymore because she's so old. Mm. But
was she a dancer or
an escort?
An escort. So she was sex worker of the year 17 times between 1969 and 1992, the Sex Workers Union of Nevada. She says she should have retired years ago, but loved her job and she wanted to read an objective that she had set for herself decades ago. When I was younger, I could satisfy 50 to 100 men a day. Okay. So I decided I would reach 500,000 before retiring, but then I became less popular. So it took a few extra years to get there. Her very last customer was a 34-year-old man from Hamburg in Germany. And she said he made the 5,000-mile trip specifically for her. The best experience of my life is what he said. She has God-given skills and over 50 years of experience. It's like having sex with God. He actually wasn't bad looking. They show what he looks like too. She has several documents to prove her claim, including employer records, tax records, and tens of thousands of customer reviews.
She also claims to have had sex with 4 presidents.
Yes, I believe that.
Yeah.
She's 1,000 years old.
She's not 1,000 years old.
76. Same thing.
So that's pretty old.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. If she said that in her heyday, she was fucking 50 to 100 clients a day, which, mind you, as an escort, it doesn't necessarily mean you're getting fucked the whole time. Wait. It could be she gave hand jobs. It could be she was just sucking them off.
Point, satisfying men.
Yes. It could be she was giving them a lap dance. It could be she was sitting there talking to them. Like, escorts have a lot of different things. And maybe she was doing bondage or
$3 Thompson is a crazy nickname, dog.
What is it?
$3 Thompson. It's wild. Beatrice $3 Thompson.
But bitch, if you think about it, 76 years ago, or even if she started at 18.
Don't talk about inflation, man.
Yes, bitch, $3 could get you. Bitch, you know I'm going to the economics, okay?
Economics say that $3, I would guess in 1969, maybe it would equate to what? Let's say.
Probably $100.
Hold on, let's take a guess. $100. I'm going to say 16. What do you
Bro,
think?
That's back when, if you, do you remember?
No. 1969.
Hold on, hold on. Okay, do you remember, real quick, do you remember McDonald's? McDonald's used to have like 5 cent burgers and shit.
No, look, I'm not that.
What is
old.
Five? Okay, do $3 divided by 5 cents.
What's yours?
Listen, I'm just saying you could get a lot more. I don't know the rate, but we talking about what a lot.
Take a guess.
No, $3.
You said $3 a hundred.
60. What is that?
Bro, when you had 5 cent burgers.
Look,
I'm sorry.
Point is. In 1969, $3 in 1969 is the equivalent in purchasing power to about $22.61 today.
So if she had $20 pussy, that's still cheap.
Man.
$20 pussy is
heard you, but she could get a whole lot of 5 cent burgers back then for that $3. She could probably eat for the whole month off that $3. You feel me?
I don't think an escort would be eating burgers like that.
You don't, shit. Ocho Cinco do, and he an athlete. You never know what these niggas out here eating. For real, for real.
Do you think she out here playing?
And if you think about it.
Terrible, dude. I'm only saying this from like living in Orlando and seeing them just be out in restaurants and shit.
Yeah.
Them niggas eat like shit. Fucking pizza on top of burgers on top. What?
Steaks, pasta.
They have crazy metabolism.
But their metabolism. Yeah. I was about to, it's science, bitch. That's what they said. Economics and science. That's where we're going.
Economics.
Not her trying to make sense. See, this is why
I'm
we
just
need to
saying
take a break.
Economics, bitch.
So, we're going to take a break. Enjoy this advertisement if we have one. By the way, if we don't, December 3rd, this Friday, horrorhype.com. If it's not already sold out, come check us out at the Regent Theater. It's going to be super fun.
And then do not forget as well, horrorhype.com, Atlanta. We are wrapping up December 17th. In your city,
it's
get your tickets now. It is a huge venue. It will be our biggest show to date since we have started doing live shows. Also, because it's Atlanta, you do not have to be vaccinated, but you do need a 72-hour PCR COVID test.
Yeah.
So get that and you can be allowed into the venue. So go to whorehive.com and get your tickets now. We'll be back.
We're back and we have a guest. He wrote me yesterday and I was like, this guy's so fucking weird, but this is going to be great.
I get that a lot.
It was some weird shit. My main thing, I just want to start off by saying, when I looked through your page, no mama. So when I looked through your page, I went through your reels and I saw that you had some music to your shit. And I just want to play y'all one of the songs.
I have an idea which one you're going to play.
There's a woman whose foot is like inside of this little chamber thing and they're all locked up and he's tying her up.
Foot stocks.
Nigga. And I couldn't figure out if he was black from the fucking page and I was like, oh, now I know.
That is hilarious.
It was hilarious. So how'd you get into tickling and the fetish?
I have had a love for it for years, actually. And it's funny, and it's coincidence how I'm on a radio show. And the love of it came from Howard Stern.
Really?
Yeah. I was 15 years old. That man has been around for years. Jesus Christ. It reminds me of my age. Oh, God. Okay. They had a bed. And one of the ticklers that we all pay homage to, his name is Yaki.
Yeah.
He was on, yes, Y-A-Q-I. Oh, God. I think I spelled it right. But yeah. So what happened was he was on there. He was on Howard Stern and he was tickling a woman on the bed. And it was like, I just scamming through the channels and I saw it and like, holy shit, I actually like this.
So wait, why was he like a renowned tickler? What about him?
I don't know. He's been in the game for years. And all we know is we followed his work. And it started from there. I don't know how it started with him.
There's a lot of masters in the kink space.
Yes.
I know we had another guest come on, Sir Marvelous, who does a lot of fire play. Mm-hmm. And he also shouted out the person that he goes to teach him how to do fire play.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask you then, in terms of tickling, are there certain techniques? Are there safety cues for tickling?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely safety and definitely different techniques.
Why do you need safety?
For tickling?
Well, because some people can't handle tickling very well.
I ain't gonna hold you. Tickling, when she said, I have a tickler coming on, I said, bruh, that is the one thing.
If a man
goes to do it, first off,
I'm gonna fart.
It's not that I'm gonna fart. I just...
That can happen, though.
But I tense up so bad that it starts to hurt. Like, don't tickle me.
Yeah, I got you.
And then literally, I just have to threaten and choose violence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just start hitting you and will kick the shit out of you and will just bite you. If you tickle me, I will resort to violence every fucking time.
That's a response I get from
So when you're tickling, is it your fetish or their fetish? Like, who's
it? It could be their fetishes, too. I mean, there's models, there's women that's open to doing it. And there's also women that's really into it. which we love more women like that. So, but it's definitely my fetish as well.
Can you come from it?
I mean, while doing it?
Yeah.
Well, a woman can probably. A woman, there's women out there that get turned on by tickling like that.
But do you come while you tickle, bitch?
No.
Okay.
No.
It just turns you on.
It just does turn me on. It's a turn on, but it's like, it ain't got like I'm going to whip out my dick.
What is it? The squirming?
It's basically, all right. It's hard to explain. It's like, all right, I guess seeing a woman in that position, you know, where she's laughing against her will, or it's like I said, it's kind of hard to explain, but just seeing a woman in that position, like kind of helpless and, you know.
Where do you tickle? Is it just feet?
No, not feet. No, feet is the most popular area to be tickled, but I do full body and everything.
What's the most ticklish place on the body?
Depends on the woman. Depends on when a woman's tickled. But lot of women, its feet is very ticklish.
Dude, if someone taps me, I go ahead.
Mine is literally my neck and under my arms. Mm-hmm. Like,
those are my favorite spots.
Those are the two that oh my God. Like, when me and my ex used to like just be in the bed, or I would say something that he just wanted to shut me the fuck up, he would go to tickling, and I literally would get the drooling, and I hated
drooling.
It. Oh, bitch, I drool.
Really?
Bitch, if you... Wait, is that...
Hey, she said it, not me. I'm just saying, no, continue.
Is that normally... That's
not normal, but damn
it. Oh, it's not normal, I told you.
I want to see that mouth
twist. Reaction to that.
Yeah, I drool because I can't control shit, and I'm laughing so hard, I just drool.
As long as you control your shit, that's all that works out.
Oh, yeah, wait, you've tickled somebody till they shitted?
No. I hope that never happens. I hope that never happens.
But the farting happens.
Farting happened once or twice. I don't talk about it much, but it has happened.
Do you act like it doesn't exist?
Sometimes I do, until I smell it. I'm like, okay, we got to take cover.
Not the smelly fart.
If it's silent, you know it's going to be deadly.
It's going to be bad.
So, with kicking, what's the weirdest reaction you've had? I mean, kicking. Sorry, because that's my, when I think of tickling.
Start kicking?
Look, violence. Look,
it's like Freudian.
Choosing
like,
violence.
Tickling, what's the weirdest reaction you had?
Oh my God. A weird reaction though, it's, your weird is can be my interesting, you know, because there's a model I work with.
Yeah, interesting, weird.
Yeah, it's like the different reactions, basically like, one model I worked with when I was in Orlando, she had this reaction, not just laughing, but it's like, it's like that. Not like she's about to throw up, but it's like, especially I'm tickling the neck. So it's like, we like, and it's like the area. I'm like,
bitch, do you like it? Like,
like that sounds like a gag reflex.
Yeah, maybe it is. But I enjoyed it. But it's like, you're not gonna throw up, are you? I had to play it safe, just in case. Because like, okay, if you throw up, I'll stop. You know.
So, have you paid for women to tickle them? And
yes, yes. It's like I work with a lot of models.
Can I please know the rates for this?
Well,
can I know like how much? What's the most money that you've paid for to tickle someone, and what's the most someone has paid you to tickle them?
Well, okay. As far as there's sessions and then there's shoots. There's models that charge. There's models that charge for sessions, like personal sessions with clients.
Okay,
like that's like from $200 to $400 an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, but for shoots, if you're like a legit, if you're a legit producer, they start from 100 and up. And there's women out there that's 2 hour, there's 2 hour minimum. So it's like maybe 200. And if, let's say we do topless or nudity, the prices go up.
Do you get paid to tickle?
I don't really, do I get paid to tickle? No, because...
The rates out here for men suck.
No, I mean, suck. I'm kind of person that don't really, if a woman comes to me for tickling, I don't really charge them.
Seriously. Because your dick is getting hard, right?
No, that's nothing to do with that.
Oh,
I mean,
why not?
No. But it's like if they still coming for me for a tickle session or a shoot or whatever, it's like, I mean, there's usually if a model comes to me, like we can do like a trade shoot or something like that. If they're interested in working with me, you know,
have you had a shoot that turned into sex? And does tickle
that shoot that turned
do you
into
like,
sex?
Do you like it to end in sex? The tickle session?
You know, I never did a shoot that turned into sex. No, but there were times I had sessions where that was different.
What's the end goal with the tickling?
I mean, basically, well, if we're shooting, I'm on the clock. So it's like, when I'm shooting, I'm on the clock. So it's like, usually my videos, depending, it starts from like a range from 5 to 10 minutes. Sometimes it goes 15. If I'm doing 2 hours, like.
Wait a second. Mm-hmm. 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, nonstop.
Of straight tickling.
I mean, if you need a break though, like if it gets too hardcore,
that's
you have
not
to
with
stay
edits.
For it.
This
like,
reminds you're, me of
no, like I need to know: are there edits? Are there breaks in between? Like, because if you said there's an hour session, it condenses down to a 5 to 10 minute
video,
right?
Edit.
Yeah, it can, no, not really, because it keeps going until I stop, and then I maneuver the camera. and everything.
Oh gosh, hold on 1 second.
But like,
I maneuver the camera from different areas.
Professional.
And you're saying as well, ladies, if you're trying to make some extra cash, you're saying it could go anywhere from $1 to $400 an hour.
What are you spraying on her feet? Are you spraying something on her feet?
No. I'm using like them dental flossers. It's the vibration on the toes. It's basically, it's a lot for them. Oh, I'm sorry. You getting nervous over there? You okay?
Is this the girl that was gagging low?
No, not her.
Do you like big feet?
How about this?
Yeah, I'm a fan of big feet. I'm a fan of any size.
So what is the foot that you need? What's your foot dream for tickling?
I don't really have a foot dream. Do you
like them sweaty?
No, actually, I do like them clean. I'll tell you that much. Okay. I'm clean and
still a nigga.
Huh?
Why would you not want clean feet?
White people like.
No. You'd be surprised people are into dirty feet. With
a lot of people are into
a
dirty
lot.
Feet.
You'd be surprised.
Not sharing with anybody. As you know.
I shame for cleanliness sometimes.
Ain't nothing wrong. Listen, to each his own. That's how I look at it. But that's my preference. I like them a little oiled up and everything.
This is giving me,
on average,
anxiety.
The anxiety is up. I cannot imagine getting tickled like this.
What do you have to do to prep as far as the person who's getting tickled? If I was going to come for a tickle session, what would I have to do to get ready?
What do I do to get ready?
Me, the tickle.
Oh, you better just prepare yourself and just like, you know, if you get yourself mind frame, say a prayer if you have to, you know.
and you also don't want them to be hydrated, right?
No. If you're hydrated, I always give them.
But what if they piss themselves?
Piss themselves? I hope they don't. But
has that happened?
No, so far, no, that's a lie. It happens.
I was about to say, you ain't really tickling if a bitch ain't pissed herself. No, so you done got close to peeing too.
That's good to know.
So you locked her into this?
Oh, no. Well, actually, yeah, this is, she has some robe on my table. Her feet are tied up.
She's having a great time.
Okay,
she wants to try. So
I'm like, but we got to keep my socks on because my toes. Okay.
I feel like I got to move because if you swing your arm back and hit me, I'm liable to hit
you
back.
Okay.
I'm a witness.
Should I get up? Right.
What's my safe word?
Safe word is a lot of women use red.
Red.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How long do y'all
I like
think
red as a safe word?
How long do y'all think I can last?
I don't know.
Let us see, shall we?
Why are you all the way over there? She's not.
Because I like a pet.
She ain't gonna squirm and hit me, child.
No, I don't think she's gonna.
I don't think it could be that bad.
I don't know.
Okay, wait. I'm starting.
You
to
get
sweat.
Tickled.
Can we find
I
out?
I get with tickled.
Might take that. Listen, you might take that jacket off. It's going. We might get a little sweaty.
Okay. So Weezy and Mandy are preparing.
I know
yourselves.
How I get with tickled.
Well, Weezy's getting prepared to get tickled. Okay.
Damn, I walked really far in these shoes. I'm sorry, they made me sweaty. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could last 30 seconds.
We'll see.
The challenge.
The way he just laughed.
All right, I'm scared.
Got to move the mic. I still have to.
Your feet are on camera.
Right. I'm gonna have to.
Okay.
Okay. I gotta. Damn. Okay. Let me see if I can remove.
What you gotta do?
Let me just maneuver myself a little bit.
You gotta maneuver, nigga. What you about to use your mouth?
No. Not this time.
I'm scared.
Not this time.
Okay.
All right. Okay. There we go.
I'm scared. Okay.
This is her feet.
If I fart, can we bleep it out?
No.
No, don't put that out.
You gotta make that fart loud.
I'm gonna make that shit dumb loud.
Last and mind over matter.
Mind over matter. There you go.
This ain't too bad.
Right back on.
Okay.
So your spot is right here.
Oh, okay. I'm not right. Okay, I'm not yet. Has anybody counted the time? Red.
Okay, there you go.
There you go. You want to do a shoe?
See?
I felt like I was going to pee.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Really? That is good to know.
And you know what? Like, I'm sweating so much because I can't.
Are you into going to showers? Why do you keep saying it's good to know we going to pee if we get tickled?
That's interesting.
You know what I mean? Cool.
I felt it coming out.
The pee?
But I did drink some water and then I had the whole coffee.
A little bottle of water, though.
No, but I have. Look, it was a lot. Put the mic closer to you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so.
So Amanda, you're not going to try it?
The Hell top not. Of the foot.
That, when I tell
but
you,
no, but like I said,
tickling is fighting.
It's your body, so you should know.
To me, no.
It's your body, so you know, like how your body operates. Well, at least now you know, because it's like there's different spots on women, on different women. You know, everybody's different.
Question: have you ever gotten a kick to the face?
No, that's why I use bondage.
Cool.
When you said safety, how do you prepare? What are the safety protocols?
Well, safety protocol. Basically, safety protocol is basically to say start with the safe word. You know. And like I said, and my bondage, it could be tight depending on the size of their feet if I use bondage. So I'm always like, if you feel uncomfortable using them, if you feel uncomfortable with them on, we won't use them at all. Because I don't want my models, anybody I work with or session with.
Because being restricted can be,
Yeah, I don't want anybody to feel uncomfortable.
What's your, have you ever had like a foot orgy or a tickle orgy?
No, not really.
Are there tickling orgies?
I mean, it's not tickling orgy, but I've worked with, I've, 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 I've tag teamed with a woman to tickle another woman.
That's cute.
Yeah, and I've done both at the same time. You know, that was right there was a workout that day.
Tell me how it, like, you know how people who have never had a threesome always ask you, how do you get it started? Mm. Once the tickling is done and everybody's turned on, do you start sucking dick? What happened?
I know that it's never going that far, as far as I'm concerned. It's
but do you introduce this to your partners?
No. This is actually, I've been single for a while, so whoever I did...
It's because you're tickling all these hoes.
No, I mean...
Maybe if you tried massaging people.
Yeah, no, I do that too. I mean, you know, but knowing my hands wandering, one thing can lead to another.
Not my hands wandering. I wish a motherfucker would go from massaging me to tickling me.
That'd be
crazy. When I tell you...
Oh, no. That would ruin it.
I've actually done role-playing scenes like that.
Really? Wait, explain the role-playing scene.
Stuff too.
Yeah, like wait, what's a role-playing scene with tickling?
A role-playing scene is basically like anything, like it can go from cosplay, like, you know, some like role-play, like say like a superhero.
But like what's common with tickling?
A lot of cosplay.
You were the tickling superhero?
No, I was tickling the superhero, like Supergirl or, you know, like, or Ninja or...
And what were you, the villain?
This is why you wanted your face not shown. This shit is wild.
Wait, so in cosplay, it's... Okay.
It ranged for a lot. Like I said, there's Batgirl. There's always like superhero and there's ninja and there's the role playing thing where let's say one I did, I had a neighbor come down because, a neighbor come down and she was asking, hey, and the scenario was she was wondering what the hell the noise was coming from. Why is there so much people laughing? I hear screaming. Is everything okay in there? She's being a nosy neighbor. So I said, why don't you come in and find out? And she came in and find out.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. And mind you, her husband's not home. So, you know, so she's being deviant. So. And I gave in to that. I'm like, hey, she showed up at my door. Like,
if my girl goes to a tickling session, is that cheating?
Hell yeah. No. That's no different than if you go and get a massage. Ooh, like, my man going to the spa is not cheating.
This son took a turn.
That's a really, you know, really good question. Wait, good
this
question
son took a turn. Oh, wow.
I don't think that would be cheating. A tickling session?
I mean, if she comes,
if your girl went to another bitch's house to get tickled, is she cheating?
Or a man's house?
You got to be open to it. Yeah. You got to be open to it.
Because someone's getting turned on.
Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who gets turned on at the end of the day. It's really just tickling.
I just went to the St. John concert and got turned on. Doesn't mean I was cheating. But you could get turned on by anything. Like,
yeah, but it was you and 5,000 other people or something.
Well, people don't understand. I go to
sex clubs or me and 100 other people. What's the difference? Like, you're still, like, you could go anywhere and be
aroused.
Yeah,
but that's physical contact.
Someone's touching you.
But I'm saying a massage. Do you know how I've moaned getting my feet done during pedicures?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I'm cheating on my man. Oh, bitch. I swear to God, I've moaned during the spa massage when I paid $75 for that bitch. Shit felt good as fuck.
Well, you got to remember somebody else has their hands on your significant other's body. So that is kind of, so. Okay, I'm not going to call it cheating, but if you guys are open to doing stuff like that, it's good to let the significant other know at least.
Would you rather find out? You had no idea your partner was into tickling, right? You found out he went, got his dick sucked at a girl house, or he went to the girl house to tickle her. What would make you more mad?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because the tickling would piss me off.
Girl be like,
another man's I can't do
dick?
That for you.
That would definitely piss me off more.
It would definitely be the dick suck.
If she sucked another dick?
If you like had a kink like that and I didn't know,
if my man
and you've been doing it with someone else? Yeah, that hurt.
But no, because my man knows how much I hate tickling. So, of course, he probably wouldn't bring up tickling to me. He knows it's something I don't like. Mm. So, to me, if he went and got tickled by somebody, more power to him. The same way he would never let me peg him. He did like, he's like, if pegging is really your kink and you want to get it off.
Figure that out.
He met Mel. When we went to the sex club, he's like, I know this is your thing and I know he's into it. If you want to peg him, I'm okay to it because you ain't doing it to me, but I would never want you to not
really
have your kink.
I would be really upset if I found out you brought your motherfucking ass over a bitch house. And what was the conversation leading up to the tickling? Y'all niggas was getting that deep.
He probably only paid $100.
What if she sucked his dick?
If he paid for it, I wouldn't be mad. To me, that's a job.
Oh my God.
I'm not being dead serious.
That's a job you should know about.
I'm not really mad at sex work.
That being
like
said,
if you paid for pussy, I'd be like, oh, someone did a job, you needed a service. But if I found out you just met a bitch and y'all was hanging out and you had to eat food and then boop, I want to get tickled. Oh no. And how did it happen?
Because you had a
What if they didn't go to dinner and have food? What if he just went over and got tickled?
Hey, listen,
that's crazy.
We can do tickling at dinner. Like put my feet in there. They put my feet.
Where's
on the
weirdest
table.
Place you've tickled somebody?
The bar. I've done it a few times at the bar.
Like at the bar?
Huh?
Tickle them where?
Go on the feet. This is ordinary stuff. Like in the back, like where, like.
Did you tell someone that you were?
No. They had their feet out, but it was in the back where it's like in the chair. Okay. It's like it's where nobody was in the back. Everybody was doing karaoke in the front. So while
everybody was screaming. Not during
karaoke.
Karaoke.
So they thought you was laughing at them while they was singing a song and didn't even know.
Yeah.
Bitch was getting tickled the whole time.
I'm very curious.
Yes.
Does the tickler like getting tickled?
Tickle
me, as far as I'm concerned, no. I'm not a. They call that being a switch, a person that likes to tickle.
Okay.
They use switch for tickler.
Are you? I'm not a switch.
Are you ticklish?
Not really. I've done it once, but it wasn't my thing. That's how I know I'm not a switch.
It is a very
that's crazy. That time with ass eating, like I really like eating ass, but when I get my ass ate,
really?
I could do without it.
Seriously?
Yeah. Like I'm not. I don't like receiving my ass getting ate, but I like eating ass. It's so crazy.
I don't want to.
That's very interesting.
That's very interesting.
Is that not, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Just because you like to give don't mean you like to receive it. So I'm glad that you made the correlation with tickling.
You are so welcome.
I think because really this is like the home mail. We're just like digging into this.
Yes.
If you had to have a reaction from someone or a certain type of laugh, what is it? Like, what's like the hottest thing someone's done during being tickled for you?
I've had a few. I have a couple, one or two moan. You know, but also that's because I was sucking their toes while tickling their feet, you know.
All right.
Now, this goes for different ranges.
Guys, like, this has been another episode.
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you. Good night.
Oh, my God.
But that's the thing. It's
sucking
like,
toes while
there's
tickling?
But there's different types of tickling. There's regular tickling, erotic tickling, sensual tickling.
Not regular tickle.
Yeah. Tickling's not regular to begin with.
That's I think that was a regular tickle, what you did with
Tweety.
Yeah,
but here's the thing, though. I also, like, and I was just being nice to her. When I first started there. So that was, remember, this is 30 seconds.
He
had 10 minutes with me. It's gonna elevate. Because first of all, starting with there and my fingers, and I take off the socks. And then let's say about 3 more minutes later, I put oil on your feet. And then go back in the same spots, you know, try little spots that nobody else even bothers to tell, like ankles. You'd be surprised how many people got ticklish ankles.
Oh my God.
And then... and then
and I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the way you deliver in this conversation.
No, but I'm just saying. I mean,
you will be surprised how many people.
Okay, but here's the thing. Now I'm going to show you something. I'm not going to use it on you, but then this way, once oil.
Go ahead, whip it out.
Whip it out. Okay. I'm sorry.
You're all good with angle
stuff.
If you got a goddamn plastic foot in there.
No, it's not a plastic foot. No, I don't.
You use feathers and shit?
That's I started using feathers. It's like, to me, I thought that wasn't effective, but come to find out.
No, feathers are ticklish.
Feathers are very ticklish.
Now, this right here.
Is that a toothbrush?
That's vibrant.
Is that a toothbrush?
Something like that.
Let me see.
All
right. Oh, wait, I was scared.
No. You got your foot up. Go ahead.
Too late.
You might want to get out the way.
Yes. Oh, shit. Oh, that's kind of strong. Okay, wait. All right, do the bottom. Let me try to feel what it is. Oh, that's too much. Ooh, okay. What the fuck is this?
This is, I call it the tickle wand.
It's actually a tongue scraper. Oh, okay, interesting.
It's a tongue scraper.
Yeah, I mean, I use it strictly for tickling. I don't use it for my mouth. Like that.
How did you come across using that?
Oh, yeah, no.
Basically, you know what? Electric toothbrushes is one of a very common tickle tool.
Yeah.
To use.
It's very shit, I broke it.
It's vibrating and everything. But you know, Amazon has a lot of good stuff. So yeah. And this stuff is expensive. So I'm like, if you want to invest, it's best, it's good to invest in stuff.
So you know, before you got here, I thought you were a serial killer. But
because of the mask?
No.
No, because of the feet.
Are you serious? Yeah.
Not the feet.
You've had feet people on your show.
It's the feet and the rope.
And she called him a weirdo too, but we don't kink shame on here.
Oh, the photographer?
Apparently,
yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, he's awesome, he fucking, man. Shout out to him.
He was funny as fuck when he was like, so why the fuck you got a fucking foot problem? Like that. I was like, damn.
No, he just kept saying everything was fire. That's fire.
Yeah, that's a great man. He's cool, though. He's real cool.
But
definitely.
I think that I joke so much about the foot thing being strange because... when I watch these videos, if something doesn't get me off or it seems very innocent, like it doesn't seem crazy to me, to have your feet out. But then when I'm watching people like make a lifestyle around it, I'm like, this is fucking crazy. What made you want to come on a show to to tell people about tickling?
I just, like I said, one of my fans asked, put the bug in my ear to be like, hey, check out this show. I mean, and they do kinks and everything like that. And I'm like, huh.
Are you black or Latina?
Black.
Okay.
Yeah, people think I'm Latino all the time. People,
he's a light skin. Okay. It's winter. You just
yeah.
a little light.
Yeah, seriously.
I didn't know what you were when I was on IG Live last night, mm-hmm. and I was telling people, they helped me with some of the questions for you.
Oh, thank God.
And I was like,
how come you watch? Damn, I should have watched that.
She was like, what if he in here? You calling him a tickle freak? I'm like, I'm going to say that shit to that nigga face. And then we were trying to figure out if you were black or white or Latino, and you're very good at hiding your identity, which of course we want to respect.
Thank you.
But we were looking at one video. I was like, the left side, is he light or is he white? Like, we could not get it. And then another thing that I think was more interesting for me is the women that you were choosing were fine with having their face out. Is that because they're getting paid? They're models?
No, it's their choice. If they don't want to have their face shown, I got to respect
their decision. Like when I shot with Mr. Photographer, I didn't want my face shown, and he did a really good job.
He's great at showing
my feet.
Yeah, seriously. It's like, is that what you want? Is that, you don't want your face shown? That's not a problem at all. I have mask. I know how to maneuver the camera.
Yep.
If you don't want your face shown at all.
So. No, we got to respect that, especially in a space where we're kinky. And I mean, obviously
respect is top priority when I do my work.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Seriously. That's the one thing, safety and respect.
When I asked you why you wanted to come on, I really mean that, because it's like, do you want to raise awareness for this community? Would you like to meet more people?
Is there a tickling community?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Are you the only black one?
Huh?
You the only black one?
No, oh, there's a few black ones.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
some of the top producers in the U.S. are black.
For tickling?
Yeah.
Specifically. Mm-hmm. Wow.
You'd be surprised.
Y'all got to watch that Tickle documentary, by the way. It'll scare you from it.
Oh, yeah. He's about I never watched it because it's like, teacher's own, but whole male tickling is not me. It was just like.
No. It was more the scam and like.
Yeah, I heard about the scam. Yeah, I heard about it. It's messed up. The scam was messed up.
But. So if you could meet a partner, you said you've been single for a few years. You're a nice looking guy. You got a job. You were talking about that. Would you want her to be into tickling?
I would like for her to be, but at the same time, it's you know what? The first woman I was dating a girl a couple of years ago, and she knew I was, that's when I first started doing tickling. Mm-hmm. So she was cool with doing it. I mean, it was something to spice up the bedroom. So had a title very.
We're making him adjust his mic, y'all.
It's good. Better.
There you go.
Yeah.
Testies. 1, 2, 3. All right, here we go. All right. Yeah. So I put her on the tickling. She liked it here and there. It led to sex, but it wasn't her thing. And we kind of fizzled out a couple of weeks later. Not because of that, but we just.
You don't know that? It's so crazy.
I probably don't. Because
had I met you at a bar or seen you out and about, would have never thought that this is something that you're.
I'm not going to be like, hey, how you doing? I'll buy you a drink and tickle you next. And like, I take the drink and I get slapped and be like, okay.
What are some names, people? Do you have any other nicknames? Because I wanted to call this episode Tickle Me Emo.
Tickle Me. You can go to Tickle Me Emo. Just my
it's Emo?
No. My handle is BK Emo. Tickle.
Oh, it's a pun.
Oh, I was like, Emo. Is that a new one? It's like, I'm like, damn. So, Sesame Street to switch up on us.
Tell the people where they can find you and what kind of things you offer and what you're looking to, you know, do.
Well, on Instagram, excuse me, my Instagram is IamBKTickler, BKTICKLER.
Brooklyn got all y'all little kinksters out there.
Yes, seriously.
Of course.
And my backup is Tickler, I am the BK Tickler. Same.
Why do you get deleted?
Because it's sexual.
Why does everybody get deleted?
Right. My foot page got deleted in 24 hours.
Yeah, but that's because you were promoting OnlyFans.
Oh yeah, you can't really. You got to be careful promoting OnlyFans on Instagram. You could on Twitter. You can get away.
Well,
with
it was Full Court Souls. It was just that. I fucking you like that, huh?
You were trying to sell full that foot.
I like that though.
Full Court Souls, but the OnlyFans was only in my bio. Like in my captions, nothing said.
Yeah,
OnlyFans,
you know what? They will come after you for the littlest things. Oh my God! And the pages I have now, this is like my 12th or 13th page. My first page back in 2018. I got deleted at 5,000 followers. It was so depressing.
He ain't trying to let them feet go. Hit him up. And if anyone has interest.
Oh, also on Twitter. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Twitter as well. The BK Tickler. Same.
If people have questions about it, are you welcoming that as
well? Yes, definitely. For sure.
Dope.
Mm-hmm.
We got some weird ass niggas listening.
I know. But here's the thing though. Why do you think it's weird?
I use the weird in jest. Honestly, I think just when something's uncommon, I use that word to be fun. But I mean, I don't kink shame. Like, to me, this show is still a comedy pod.
Of course.
And we have a lot of the same type of sex workers on. A lot of doms, a lot of sex club people. And so that's why I got so excited that you hit us up, because this is something that's just like very uncommon. And we've talked about tickle fetish. And I mean, never really had someone who was into it. Maybe they'll do it as a service, like some girls we've had on, but I haven't really dug into why someone likes it, you know?
Why do you, okay, well, I mean, you know, you ever asked if anybody dug into somebody like to spit in their mouth? I don't know. Is that something?
Well, I mean, I think the spit thing,
I think that's weird as mine, but that's Batija's own.
But it's kissing, it's wet. It, whatever, it feels
like. No, I'm talking about somebody just, right?
And right. I do that. But to me,
I bet them.
It's more common than a tickle, right?
Huh?
Because I associate, like when we had somebody from the ABDL community, which if no one knows, adult baby diaper lifestyle community.
I got a story behind that.
But a lot of people are curious when something seems childlike. And I definitely don't kink shame for the diaper. I know some people were like, oh, that's sick, he has kids. But like, I mean, as long as you're safe and with somebody consenting, I don't think it's fucking crazy. But like, yeah, I think much like tickling, it can seem like something childish and innocent. And there's no like genitals. So that's also the other interest for me.
I mean, depends on what kind of...
I was about to say,
you tickle pussy.
You could, tickle balls. Yeah. You could tickle a booty hole.
Tickle a booty hole.
You can't tickle a booty hole.
Yeah, you can actually.
You can.
I've done it.
What's the most ticklish genital?
Huh?
Pussy, asshole, or titties? Like, that's what genitals.
The nipples can be very sensitive.
I can see
these
that.
These work very well on nipples. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh. To make them laugh?
Yeah, make them laugh. They could be turned on, too. It's like, it's sometimes it does both to certain women.
Should I assume you don't do men at all?
Huh?
Should I assume you don't do men at all?
No.
Okay, not it.
Teachers don't tell anybody who does it, but yeah. I don't.
Okay. Because you like, I need to get hard all this.
I mean, not even I need to get hard. I mean, if it happens, it just happens. I'm like, okay, but I still got to keep the script going. Right. I'll beat off later after they leave.
Cool.
Oh, I'm done.
I'm weak.
Damn, he didn't get hard for me. All right, you guys.
I mean, we only had 30 seconds. I mean, like,
I'm just kidding. Everybody, check out I am BK Tickler on Instagram. That's right. And we have our show coming up in Atlanta. Get tickets for that at thewhorehive.com. You can do a 72-hour... test for COVID or be vaccinated. Check us out on patreon.com/horrible decisions and listen to all of our bonus episodes, our bonus content, our BTS, and our live town hall every month. I can't remember what else we're doing.
I think that's about
it. We got some new merch, hoodies, sweats.
Yes, whorehive.com. Get your merch, get all the new shit. For the holiday folks, we got our hoe bags, which are super dope. So make sure you get those. We have finally as well unisex sweatpants and unisex hoodies, so cop those as well. Plus water bottles, lighters. Ooh. We have everything that we've already had before, so make sure you go on over to whorehive.com and get your Horrible Decisions merch. They will make great stocking stuffers, baby.
Not a stuffer.
Yeah, I'm about to say that sounds a little ganky.
Yeah,
I like that.
All right,
stock my stuffing. Stock my stuffing. Stuff my stocking.
Say that three times.
Stock my stocking. All right. And our audio listeners, stay tuned for the bonus clip. We don't want Mindy to have to do that again.
I know. All right, guys. This has been another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.
Bye.
Take care.
That's what it was. I mean, a lot of kettles and pots. However, I mean, my take on it was, of course, just the accountability part. At the end of the day, yeah, I guess we could sit here and sit on the fact that we've all fell for niggas that wasn't shit. But to me, at some point, you have to be able to see who the person is when they show you them. And first off, you were never the only one or the main one. Mimi, the baby mom, and other women were also in the picture. And then outside of that, he left you while you were pregnant.
That's so fair. Did you ever think that man could degrade you on Instagram Live and put your baby on there and kick you out in the street?
He left you while you were pregnant. And according to the family, you also did not show up for the baby. Yeah, but you also didn't even show up for the baby shower. You didn't show up for me or the baby before the baby was here, baby. So I just feel like, no, to me, like, that's the thing. We all date men with the lens of the idea of them or the potential of them without really just acknowledging who the fuck they are right in front of our eyes.
But what is she supposed to do?
That nigga Ben ain't shit.
And here's the other thing.
Understand, he left her when she was pregnant. He didn't show up to the baby shower. Okay. She has the baby. He's like, yo, move in with me. It's your first kid. I'm going to help you out. Who's going to say no to that? Your emotions are crazy. I've never had a baby. You've never had a baby. We've only had friends with babies, right? They're all fucked up with hormones. And you're telling me I'm going to say no to the father of my child inviting me in his home and possibly making it work? And granted, she probably is in love with him. Like, no, dude, you're going to recant the happy memories. What are you going to do? Start fucking with another nigga? No, you want to feel that community and that fatherhood and that feeling.
All of that is crazy. Because, girl, the first baby mama that you've been back and forth with, she pregnant right now again. So you done moved in with this nigga and he's expecting another child with the woman that you've been at odds with.
But what's she supposed to do, though?
She's supposed to be a grown-ass woman. She wasn't supposed to sell her home in L.A. to move half across the country where she knows nobody, has no friends. She said that that's why it took her so long to even leave the house. Like, to me, no, I'm sorry. As a grown-ass woman, this man hasn't showed up for you. So for you to put all of your hope into this man who hasn't been able to show up for you, sis, at some point, you gotta fault yourself. But
I think that you can't say that when someone's just had a baby. I think you can say that for someone that, like, is just with a nigga and they've been in love. Now, like,
we've said this, and this is the problem of Danny. She probably thought that baby was going to get them back together. A lot of people keep a baby, have a baby, and hope that it makes a bond stronger or keeps
yes,
you as a man.
But,
or a man can show up differently.
But you can't speak how that from nigga, the brain way, of a fucking girl that just had her first child. She's young.
It's the same way, and I'm going to say it. It's the same shit I said about Summer Walker and her raggedy-ass album. Y'all, you sat here and argued with all the other baby mamas thinking that you was going to be different. Danny thought because she was a yellow bone, she was going to be treated different than the
she
first
baby did, mama. But, and trust me, I saw this tweet from Crystal that I really liked. It was like, y'all really got me sticking up for this. He want me because I'm yellow, bitch, because that's how trash the baby is. But you're saying that we know this, that he ain't going to stay, blah, blah, blah. Mandy, she was 24. Like, I think she's 25 now or 26. Like, do you really, like, can you
summer
really
two.
Say that?
Number two?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, can we... And by we, I mean people that say you should know better. Can we really say that if you've already been through a shitty situation with a nigga? Like, the girl is young.
I just don't.
And I really feel like he exploited her. I feel like what he did was fucked up.
I just don't like using that young excuse for someone who's 26 because we still have niggas in their 30s and 40s who still ain't learned. Like, to me, no, there's a lot more resources now. There's a lot of people telling you what to do, what not to do. You've sat here and been dragged by the internet. You've seen how bad this man has treated you. Over the years, it's been in your face. And she literally said, she was like, I feel so bad that I didn't listen to the internet. The fact that you have to be like, damn, internet, you was right. Everyone was telling you. You chose to ignore all the red flags. We just spoke about how everybody was posting the red flags. Bitch, them shits was flaming hot. They wasn't even off-white. They wasn't even hot pink. They was red the whole time. Like, so to me, no. At you're 18, you're an adult. You're 20, you're 21, you're 22, you're 25, you're 26, you're 30, you're 31. I'm not going to just call someone in their 20s, late 20s, mid 20s, young. Oh my God, bitch, it's not like she's in high school.